In 1963, the United States Supreme Court outlawed prayer in America's public schools. One of the plaintiffs in that case was America's best-known and most visible atheist at the time, Madeline Murray O'Hare. Over the years, she was a vocal proponent of atheism and an aggressive campaigner against religion in public life. And then one day, she vanished, leaving her sports car in an airport parking lot and $500,000 missing from the American Atheist Association bank account. Well, the Internal Revenue Service seized Mrs. O'Hare's home to pay her creditors and some back taxes, and one of the items at auction was her diaries. And one entry said, "The whole idiotic hopelessness of human relations descends upon me. Tonight I cried and cried, but even then, feeling nothing." Wow. And then I was really struck by four words that Madeline Murray O'Hare reportedly wrote at least half a dozen times over the years. "Somebody, somewhere, love me." Wow. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the deepest cry of the human heart. I don't know about you, but that cry for love in Mrs. O'Hare's diary touches something inside me. In a way, her cry is the cry of every human heart. Somebody, somewhere, love me. And for many who do believe in God, there's still that awful vacuum. It's possible to believe in God and to do God's things and still miss the deep experience of His love. And without that love, the emptiness and loneliness in our heart is never satisfied, no matter how many human loves we experience. Well, you're probably nowhere near an atheist. It could be that you've invested in a lot of good things that could easily become other gods. Your career, your children, your projects, maybe your friends, your charity work, even your spiritual pursuits. But the deep, aching sense of aloneness doesn't go away. Every earth love has ultimately either failed you or failed to satisfy you. So after all these years, your heart is still whispering, maybe even shouting, "Somebody, somewhere, love me." Okay, our word for today from the Word of God describes the only love that can never truly satisfy this deepest cry of the human heart. It's found in Romans 8:38 and 39. "Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh, there it is, unlosable love, unconditional love, unmeasurable love, and God wants you to experience that love more than you can imagine, so much that He sacrificed the one He loves the most for you. That's His one and only Son, Jesus. The reason we're missing that love is because we've pushed God out of our lives with our sin. We've lived my way instead of God's way over and over again, and that's left us separated from God and from His love, with a death penalty on our heads. But God just lavished His love on you by sending Jesus to actually die in your place. But you're still missing this love that your heart wants so much until you respond to it by placing all your trust in Jesus Christ to remove that sin barrier and give you eternal life that only He can give. You're that close to finally making ultimate love your own because He's alive today. He walked out of His grave under His own power. If you want to begin this personal love relationship with Jesus, the most important thing is that you tell Him that right now in words maybe something like this: "Jesus, I was made by You and for You. I've lived for me. I know that's sin. I know I deserve the penalty for it. You didn't deserve the penalty, but You took it. You loved me so much. You died for me in my place, and today I'm loving You back. I'm giving myself to You." Listen, if you're feeling that, you want this, go to our website. It's called thenewstory.com, and there you'll find all the information that will help you be sure that you've got this settled. That's thenewstory.com. See, Jesus is the somebody somewhere that your heart's been lonely for, and you don't have to live one more day without His love.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.